Brothers and sisters, good morning.
弟兄姐妹们, 早上好。
So when he said now we would hear from Peter, he also meant Peter and Jack.
Peter 今天讲到, 我为大家翻译。
This morning, we are going to be looking at a letter that Paul the Apostle wrote to his spiritual son Timothy.
今天我们要看的是一封书信，是使徒保罗给他的属灵的儿子提摩太所写的一封信。And
it's the title is a father's farewell message to his son.
我们今天的这个主题是一个父亲对他 儿子的临别遗言。Because
this was Paul's last letter that he ever wrote.
因为这是保罗最后所写的书信。
And since these are his last words, I thought we would first talk a little bit about famous last words.
既然这个是保罗最后的这个书信最后的言语，我们不妨看一看其他一些有名的最后的遗言。People
sometimes make jokes about famous last words.
有些人呢非常喜欢拿一些比较有名的最终遗言来开玩笑。
People sometimes say foolish things just before they die because they did something not very smart.
因为有些人，很多人在死之前呢，经常会做一些很愚蠢的举动，说一些很愚蠢的话。Here
are a few examples.
我们来看几个例子。
Yeah. Look at these cute little bear cubs. I wonder where the mother is.
你们看这些可爱的小熊。 我在想他的妈妈在哪儿。
Or this one. Don't worry, those charging elephants look really far away. Oh wait, I'm looking through the wrong end of the binoculars.
别担心这些愤怒的大象离我们还很远。哦不，我把望远镜拿反了。
Of course the ice on this frozen lake is thick enough to hold us.
这个湖上的冰非常厚，我们站在上面肯定没问题。
Or don't worry, this gun is not loaded.
别担心，这枪里没子弹。
But actually, people often have a chance to write or say something just before they die.
通常情况下，人没这么倒霉啊，所以他们在死之前还是有机会来说一些或者写下一些东西的。
When people are dying, what are the last words they want to speak on this earth?
当人要死的时候。 他们想在这个世界上说一些什么最后的话呢?
Here are a few quotes from some famous people.
我们来看一看一些历史上的名人他们死前的遗言。
All my possessions for a moment of time.
倾我所有换些许时光。
That was Queen Elizabeth I of England.
这个是 英格兰帝国的女王伊丽莎白一世的临终遗言。
Applaud, my friends, the comedy is finished.
鼓掌吧，朋友们！一场喜剧闭幕了。Spoken
by Ludwig von Beethoven.
这是路德维希·凡·贝多芬的遗言。Be
sure to play Blessed Lord tonight. Play it real pretty.
今晚不要忘记弹奏《祝福我主》这首曲子，要弹出它的美。Spoken
by Martin Luther King just before he died.
马丁·路德·金死前的最后一句话。I
give my soul to God. My body to the earth, and my worldly possessions to my nearest of kin, charging them to remember the sufferings of Jesus Christ.
我把灵魂交付上帝，身体归还土地，属世的财产留给我的至亲，相信并激励他们去纪念耶稣基督所受的苦难。Spoken
by the famous artist Michelangelo.
伟大的雕塑家米开朗基罗。
When Paul the Apostle wrote 2 Timothy, he was in a Roman prison.
当使徒保罗在写提摩太后书的时候，他在罗马的监狱里。He
was going to be executed by the Roman Emperor Nero.
他马上就要被罗马皇帝尼禄处死。Nero
hated Christians and was persecuting them.
在历史上，尼禄是恨恶基督徒，并且以迫害基督徒为名。
So what did Paul feel was most important to communicate with his last words?
所以在他生命的最后一段时间，保罗感到他最重要需要传达的信息是什么呢？
This letter to Timothy contains his final message.
所以这封写给提摩太的书信就包含了保罗所要说的最后的信息。
We will be studying the book of 2 Timothy in our Friday night Bible study beginning next Friday.
从下个星期开始，在接下来的一段时间，我们会在教会周五的团契查经中来学习提摩太后书。
I'll be giving an overview of this book this morning, but if you really want to learn deeply about Paul's last words, please come and join us on Friday nights.
我们今天会整体的来看一下这本书，但是如果你想知道更多的细节呢，请参加我们的周五的查经。
So, we read this verse earlier, 2 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2.
我们之前读到这段经节，提摩太后书二章一到二节。
It says, "You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus."
我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
These are two of the key verses of the book of 2 Timothy.
这一段包含了提摩太后书很关键的两段经节。
So there are a few reasons why these are important verses.
为什么这一段经节比较关键，比较重要呢？
First of all, because they tell us about the relationship between Paul and Timothy.
首先他告诉我们保罗和提摩太之间的关系。
Paul was Timothy's spiritual father.
保罗是提摩太的属灵的父亲。
Second, these verses tell us how to serve Christ.
第二，这一段经节告诉我们如何来服侍基督。
Notice it says, "Be strong."
这里说我们要刚强。
Third, they tell us what we need to serve Christ.
第三，他告诉我们服侍基督需要什么。
And that is grace.
我们需要恩典。
Fourth, it tells us who we need to serve Christ.
第四，他告诉我们我们服侍的对象是谁。
We need the Lord Jesus Christ and His ability to serve Him.
我们服侍的是耶稣基督。
Fifth, it tells us what we need to do to serve Christ.
第五，他告诉我们服侍我们需要去做什么。
And that is to learn from godly teachers and then teach godly individuals who can teach others.
我们要从近前的师父那里去学习福音，然后呢把这些也交给其他见证啊近前的人，让他们也能够去教导别人。
In fact, look at the second verse and tell meHow many generations of Christians are involved in that verse?
如果我们看第二节哈，它实际上，我想问问你们多少代的基督徒被这一段经节所联系起来
？How many? Is it one? Is it two? Three? Four? How many generations of Christians?
是一代吗？两代吗？三四五代基督徒吗？多少代的基督徒被这段经节所连接起来了？
Okay, so it starts with Paul, right?
从保罗开始。
Right, that's one. Right, and who does Paul teach?
保罗教导谁呢？
Timothy and other witnesses. That's
其他的见证人
right? And then who does Paul teach? Sorry, who does Timothy teach?
提摩太又教导谁呢？
Yes, others.
其他人
right? Yes, and who are then able to teach other faithful men?
他们又在继续教导那些近前的人。
So there are four generations of Christians in this verse, right? It starts with Paul, who communicates to Timothy, and Timothy communicates to other Christians, and those Christians communicate to other Christians.
所以这一段经典里实际上讲到了四代基督徒, 从保罗开始到提摩太, 到他所能够传播的福音, 所能教导这些人, 然后让这些人再教导下一代人, 所以是四代。
And those Christians taught other Christians who taught other Christians who eventually taught us.
所以这些人一代一代地把福音传下来, 一直传到我们这里。
So this is how the gospel spreads.
这就是福音如何被传播的。
It's when we are faithful to learn from godly men, and we then pass it on to others.
当我们有这样一个信心去从这些敬虔的教师, 从这些敬虔的导师身上去学习的时候, 我们也可以去把它传给别人。
The message of the gospel started with a small group of men, mostly uneducated.
福音最初是从几个没有受过什么教育的人开始的。
And now, 2,000 years later, this message has spread to billions of people all over the earth.
2,000多年之后, 这个福音已经传遍了整个地球。
Why? Because Timothy listened to what Paul said and did what Paul instructed him.
因为提摩太他听从了保罗的教导，并且也照此而行。
So the message that Paul is writing to Timothy in his last few days on earth, it's not just for Timothy.
所以保罗在他最后的时刻所写给提摩太这封书信， 其实并不仅仅写给提摩太，
it's for us too.
也是写给我们的。
Okay, and then we read these verses also from chapter 3 and verse 14 to 17.
我们也读到这一段经节在提摩太后书第3章14到17节。
These verses are important because they reinforce the earlier verses we read.
这一段经节也非常关键， 因为它是支持和加强前面的这段经节。
And they add more important instructions about serving Christ.
并且它加入了更多关于服侍基督的重要的教导。
So these verses tell us
这段经节告诉我们什么呢？
Who we should learn from to serve Christ.
我们要从谁那里去学习服侍基督？
Godly teachers.
从敬虔的教师那里学习。
They tell us what we need to learn to serve Christ.
第二，他告诉我们服侍需要学习什么？
The Holy Scriptures.
我们需要学习圣经。
Which of course is the Bible.
就是圣经，神的话。
Third, it tells us why we should learn the Bible to serve Christ.
第三，告诉我们为什么服侍基督要学习圣经。
And that is so that we can be wise and able to teach others.
因为圣经的话让我们有智慧，也让我们能够去教导别人。
So, first of all, I'll be talking about some information about the letter of Paul to 2 Timothy.
首先呢，我将会跟大家分享关于提摩太后书的主要的信息。
Then a short outline of 2 Timothy, which is quite a short book.
然后呢，我会给大家介绍这本书的大纲。
There are only four chapters.
这本书只有四章。
Chapters 1 and 2, Principles for Serving Christ.
第一章、第二章，服侍基督的原则。
And chapters 3 and 4, Difficulties in Serving Christ.
第三章、第四章，服侍基督的困难和挑战。
And then a short conclusion.
然后我会做一个结论。
So, some information about 2 Timothy.
关于这本书的最主要的，提摩太后书最主要的信息。
The purpose of this book is to give final instructions and encouragement to Timothy.
这本书的写作目的是为了给提摩太最后的教导和鼓励。
The date around 66 or 67 AD.
写作时期大概是在主后的66到67年。
The place, Paul wrote it from Rome to Timothy in Ephesus.
地点是从 保罗所在罗马到这个提摩太所在的以弗所。
Ephesus is a city, was a large city that in the country that is now called Turkey.
以弗所呢，在所在的地方现在被称为，现在是在土耳其境内。
The setting, Paul wrote this from inside a Roman prison.
写作背景是保罗在罗马监狱里。
And it shows us what was on Paul's heart during the last few moments of his life.
他告诉我们，保罗在他生命最后的时刻，他心里所想的是什么。
Like Christ, he wasn't thinking about himself, he was thinking about others.
跟耶稣一样，在他生命最后时刻，他不光光在想自己，他想到了别人。
Okay, let's look at the outline of 2 Timothy.
我们来看一下这个提摩太后书的大纲。
Chapters 1 and 2, principles for serving Christ.
一章二章，服侍基督的原则。
These verses tell us what we need.
这些经节告诉我们，我们服侍基督需要什么。
So I'd like you to get a little bit involved in this with me. Please answer from based on the verses, some things that we need. Okay?
我需要你们跟我们一起参与进来，有些互动。所以呢，当我读到一些经节的时候，需要你们来回答一些问题。
Okay, so in chapter 2 and verse 1, what does this tell us we need to serve Christ?
第一章第二章第一节，这段经节告诉我们服侍基督需要什么呢？
Grace
and strength. Yes, good.
恩典和刚强，也就是能力。
Strength and grace. Good. Okay.
能力和恩典。
All right. Chapter 1 and verse 7.
第一章第七节。
Can you read that?
好，我来为大家读这一段。因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
Okay, so what do these verses tell us we need?
这段经节告诉我们需要什么呢？
What? Benevolence, good.
需要爱，需要仁爱，需要爱心。
What else? Again, strength.
需要力量，需要刚强。
And the last one, I don't know exactly how it's translated. In English, it's a sound mind or self-discipline.
最后一个是谨守的心思意念，我们可以把理解成自律。
So, in English, translated power, love, and self-discipline.
英文这里翻译成是刚强，和合本翻译成刚强、仁爱和谨守的心。
Okay, chapter 1 and verse 13.
第一章第十三节，我来给大家读。你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心，常常守着。
Okay, and so at the end of these verses, it tells us what else we need.
在这段话的最后一部分，他告诉我们我们需要什么呢？
信心。
需要信心。
Faith。
信心。
Love。
爱心。
And always keep it. Who and who? Who do we need?
我们需要谁呢？
Christ Jesus.
需要耶稣基督。
Good. Okay. Faith, love, and Christ Jesus. All right.Chapter 2 and verse 24.
我们看一下第二章第二十四节。然而主的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和的待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐。
It tells us what we should not do here.
它告诉我们我们有一些不可以做的事情。
But it also tells us what we need to be able to do.
也告诉我们我们需要去做的一些事情。
What do we need?
我们需要什么呢？
Kindness, good.
需要良善，需要良善。
What else? Be able to teach, good.
教导的能力。
Good, all right. So kindness, or another word for that is gentleness.
良善也可以这里翻译成温柔。
Teaching ability.
教导的能力。
And the English translate the last part is patience.
最后一个词是耐心或者忍耐。
Okay. Chapter 3, verse 15.
第3章第15节，我为大家读，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
What do we need?
我们需要什么呢？从这段经节可以看出。
The Bible. Good. The Bible. What else?
我们需要圣经。
Christ Jesus again, yes.
又需要耶稣基督。
What? Wisdom, good.
需要智慧。
还有信心。Right? Also.
And faith.
Faith. Okay, did I get that? Yes, the Holy Scriptures, wisdom and faith. Okay, so these are the things we need to serve Christ.
这些是我们来服侍耶稣所需要的。
So what should we do?
那我们需要做些什么呢？
First, chapter 2 and verse 2. 第二章第二节，
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
Okay, so what do we need to do according to these verses?
所以我们需要去做些什么呢？
Teach, right?
我们需要去教导。
And before we can teach, we have to learn or listen, right?
教导之前，当然我们自己要学习，我们需要去倾听。
Learn and then teach faithful men. Good.
教导忠心的人。
Let's see, verse 3.
第二章第三节，你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。
What do we need to be able to do?
我们需要做什么呢？
Well, yes, endure suffering or hardship.
我们要忍受苦难。
Verse 22.
我们看一下第22节。你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Okay, so according to these verses, what do we need to do?
根据这段经节，我们应该做什么呢？
We need to run away, right? Run away from.
我们要逃跑。
Right, from youthful lusts, yes.
我们要逃避少年的私欲。
And follow what? Righteousness.
跟从什么？跟从公义。
What else? Follow righteousness and faith and
信德。
Love and peace.
仁爱和和平。
Okay, so, again, Paul is giving his son Timothy very clear instructions.
所以保罗在这里实际上是给提摩太非常清楚的教导。
And God is giving us instructions through it.
也是给我们教导。
Right? What's the last thing we need to do here in chapter 4 and verse 2?
在第4章第2节中，保罗告诉我们要做什么呢？这一句是：我要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐、各样的教训、责备人、警戒人、劝勉人。
What do we need to do?
需要做些什么呢
？Preach, yes, preach the word.
我们需要传神的话。
And as we preach the word, we can use it to correct, rebuke, and encourage.
所以我们在传神的话的过程中，我们就可以用它来责备、警戒和劝勉人。
So, Paul says that these things we can each do. How?
所以保罗告诉我们这些事情我们每个人都可以做，但是怎么样去做呢？
Not through our own strength.
不是靠着我们自己的能力。
It's in the strength of Christ Jesus.
我们是靠着耶稣基督所给我们的。
But Paul also tells us about some difficulties in serving Christ.
保罗他也谈到说，在服侍基督中所可能遇到的困难。
So, first he tells Timothy there are some things that are going to make your life much worse.So you have to avoid those things.
他首先告诉我们说，有些事情会让我们的生活变得很糟糕，所以我们应当尽量去避免它们。
One thing that he says we should avoid,
其中一件事情是,
is in chapter 2, verse 16.
在第二章第十六节，但要远避世俗的虚谈，因为这等人必进到更不敬虔的。
So avoid what?
所以要躲避什么呢？
One way it's translated is godless chatter.
有一种，其中一种翻译是，这个神不喜欢世俗的虚谈。
I don't know how it's translated in the Chinese. Godless chatter meaning meaningless, useless.
世俗的虚谈意思就是没有意义的这些谈话。
Okay, he tells us something else we should avoid.
还有一些我们需要去躲避的。
23节，我们可不可以，我们好不好，我们一起读，读好，如果你们可以看得见的话。我有那笨拙无学问的辩论，总要弃绝，因为知道这等事是起争竞的。So what are some things we need to avoid here?
愚蠢的和无学问的提问或者辩论。
I don't know about you. Have you ever had an argument about the Bible, and it's really about something small and not very important?
我不知道你们是不是有过这样的经历，就是。就是跟别人在就圣经中的某一些地方进行一些争辩，进行一些争论。
So some of the Christians I know have argued for hours about when we have the Lord's Supper, should we use regular bread or crackers?
我知道有些人会为此争论几个小时，就是为。我们在领圣餐的时候，这个饼呢，应该是用真正的那种面包呢，还是用这种小薄饼
？Is it really that important？
这是真的那么重要吗
？But people argue for hours about things that not necessarily very very important。
但人们有时候就会为这种问题呢，争论很长时间。
Verse 24。
第24节。我们大家一起来读好不好？然而主的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和地待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐。
So what should we avoid?
所以我们需要避免什么呢？
Argue. Yes.
需要争竞。
Avoid strife or quarreling or arguing.
需要避免争竞。
All right, and then Paul goes on to talk about some difficulties that we may face in the Christian life.
接下来保罗继续谈到我们在服侍基督中所遇到的一些困难。
Everybody on this earth suffers at some point in their life.
每一个人在这个世界上都可能会忍受一些苦难。
Suffering is part of being human.
你说苦难是作为人的一部分。
We all get sick.
我们都可能会生病。
We all are sad sometimes.
有时候我们会伤心。
We all have difficulties or problems.
我们会有我们自己的问题和我们自己的毛病。
Right? And this happens to Christians too.
基督徒也是一样。
And so Paul makes it very clear, even Christians are going to suffer difficulties.
所以保罗在这里讲得很清楚，即使是基督徒，他也会面临很多的困难。
Here are some of them.
我们来看一看。
Chapter 3 and verse 1.
第三章第一节，你该知道，末世必有危险的日子来到。
So in the last times, in the end days, there will be what Paul called perilous times, dangerous or at times of terrible times.
所以在幕后的日子，保罗这里说到会有危险的日子。
And verse 2.
第二节，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，谤毒，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁。
Yeah, so it tells us about kinds of people that we will face in our lives.
这告诉我们我们会在生命中遇到的一些不同的人。
What's worse, it tells us the kind of people we might even be sometimes in our lives.
甚至这些人可能就是我们自己有时候。
Yeah, so I was looking at this list and thinking, oh, thank God I am not, oh, yes I am.
我在读这段经节的时候我在默默地跟神祷告说神啊感谢你我不是这样的哦我可能也是这样的
Yes. Although I was never disobedient to my parents.
虽然我从来没有违背我的父母。
I say that because my daughter is here.
因为我的女儿今天在这里。
Selfish, covetous, proud, unholy.
自私、贪念、骄傲、不圣洁。
Paul also goes on to tell us about in chapter 3 and verse 12 another kind of difficulty we face.
保罗继续在三章十二节里告诉我们另一种困难。不但如此，凡立志在耶稣基督里敬虔度日的也都要受逼迫。
So what is it that we may face?
所以在这段经节里讲到我们可能会面对什么呢？
Persecution, yes.
逼迫，迫害。
And we are so blessed to live in a country where we are Christians are not now persecuted.
我们居住在这样一个蒙福的国家，这里基督徒不会受到迫害。
But in many parts of the world, Christians are persecuted.
但是在世界很多其他的地方，基督徒正在受到迫害。
And verse 13, what else will we face?
第十三节，只是作恶的和迷惑人的，必越久越恶。他欺哄人，也被人欺哄。这段经节告诉我们，我们会面对什么呢？
What else will we face?
面对什么？
Evil, yes. We'll face
邪恶。
Evil men.
邪恶的人。
They are deceptive. Deception. We'll face deception.
迷惑人的。
Yeah. Chapter 4, verse 3.
第四章第三节。因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅。并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。
Okay, we'll face a time when people are going to turn away from the Bible.
我们将面对一个糟糕的世代，这个世代里人们要远离神。
They're going to listen to people who tell them what they want to hear.
他们要听那些说他们好听话的人。
There will be a time when people will believe lies and be deceived.
人们要去相信真理，要被欺骗，啊，相信谎言要被欺骗。
And last,
最后
chapter 4, verse 16.
第四章第十六节，我初次申诉，没有人前来帮助，竟都离弃我。
So, who was with Paul at the end?
所以在最后的时刻，谁跟保罗在一起
？Nobody.
没有人。
In the Christian life, we may face loneliness.
我们可能会面对孤独，被孤立。
So, this is kind of a sad way for Paul to end his letter.
保罗以这样一种方式来结束他的书信，听起来真的有点伤感。
But he goes on to say.How we can endure such difficulties.
但是他没有在这里结束，他继续说，告诉我们怎么样能够去忍受这样一些苦难。
can read the verse 18 together.
第十八节，我们一起来读好不好？主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也必救我进他的天国，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
So God promises to deliver us from every evil work.
所以神应许我们，他会救我们脱离这些邪恶。
Even when men desert us, God will never desert us. Even when men leave us.
Okay. 尽管人可能会离开我们，会离弃我们，但神永远不会离弃我们。
So, conclusion. What do you want your last words to be?
我们看一下今天的结论。你想要你的遗嘱是什么样的呢？
Usually it's not something we think about very much.
可能我们很少去想这个问题。
But I would like my last words to be something good.
如果我想要我的遗嘱是一些美好的东西，好的东西。
Here are some of the last words that Paul wrote about himself.
所以在这里保罗写了一些他最终的最后的一些话。
Can we read them together?
我们可以一起来读吗？我现在被交际，我离世的时候到了，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
There's a couple of things in these verses that are really good news for us.
这段经节里包含了很多美好的信息。
The Christian life, Paul says, it's like a race.
保罗说基督徒的生命就好像是一场赛跑。
It's not a sprint that is very short and fast.
不是一场短跑。
It's more like a marathon.
好像是一个马拉松。
And the important thing in a marathon is not how fast you start the race.
所以跑马拉松大家都知道，不是你开始跑多快比较重要。
It's how well you finish the race.
而是你怎么样能够去结束，跑到终点。
And the same is true for us.
对我们来说也是一样的。
What's in the past doesn't matter anymore.
过去的事情不再重要。
What's ahead is what's important.
我们面前所面对的
更重要。So Paul said, "I have finished the race. I have kept the faith."
保罗说，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
And the other thing he says that's good news for us.
另一个好消息是。
Is that the crown of righteousness is not only for Paul?
公义的冠冕并不只是为保罗所存留的。
It's also for those who have longed for his appearing.
也是为那些等待耶稣基督，一生等待耶稣基督的人。
So, if you really love the Lord Jesus,
如果你真的爱耶稣基督
there's and really look forward to seeing him.
我们有这样一个盼望来去再见到他。
There's a crown awaiting you in heaven.
有一个冠冕在天堂里为你存留。
So during the next month, if you want to learn more about the book of 2 Timothy,
所以在接下来这一个月中，如果你想了解更多提摩太后书
，You're welcome to join us on Friday night.
欢迎你们在周五的晚上来加入我们。
To study Paul's final letter of his life.
来学习这一封他一生中最后的书信。
God bless you.
上帝祝福你。保罗对提摩太说